Well, every once in a while, I feel the need to clean house, to sort through all my treasures, and of course, the rest of the family's junk. That's the way it works, you know. In the first person, they're treasures. In the second or third person, it's junk. Anyway, I sort through all my stuff to see what clutter I can give away or throw away. And I always find many, many things that I have not even seen in years. All things that were so important to me at some point in my life. And I look at these things now and I cannot imagine why. It turns out that all these things I wanted so badly at the time are really just so much junk. And it occurs to me that that is exactly what our Lord is talking about. Our stuff is so much perishable food that sooner or later will fail to satisfy and once more leave us hungry, longing for what? Well, if we listen to what the Lord is telling us, He's giving us the answer. I am the bread of life. I will not leave you hungry. I will satisfy. I will not disappoint. I am the food that does not perish. And on some level, we all know this. After all, we come to Mass and faithfully listen to the Gospel week after week, and we've heard all this before, and we know it to be true. But then after Mass, we leave church and go live in the so-called real world, and we hear very different Gospels. The world preaches many, many secular Gospels, but perhaps the loudest of all, and perhaps the most destructive, we hear the gospel of stuff. It screams at us that to be truly happy, we need to acquire this car, or this piece of electronic equipment, or this trendy, what's it? For most of these things are not evil, and a few we actually need. But the gospel of stuff tells us that we need it all, and that the more we get, the happier we will be. The gospel of stuff implies that the one who dies with the most stuff wins. And somehow, even though we know better, we can and do from time to time still get caught up and beguiled by the message of consumerism, the gospel of stuff. Sometimes this is even reflected in our prayer lives when it consists almost exclusively of asking our God for stuff. Sometimes it is as though we are telling God, we believe in you, but prove it by giving us what we want. Give us the sign. Sometimes we approach God as it were a contractual relationship where we provide prayers and God grants us our every wish. And when He doesn't, like the ancient Hebrews, we grumble. Well, God never signed a contract to fulfill our every whim. God is under no obligation to us at all. There is no contract. We do, however, have His covenant with us. We worship Him, we love Him, we have faith in Him, we trust Him, and we are faithful to Him. He loves us, He cares for us, He forgives us, He fulfills us, He nourishes us. He gives us true bread from heaven, and in His great love for us, He seals this covenant with the sacrifice of His own body, with His own precious blood. Now, in His infinite love and understanding, He knows that with our very human attention deficit disorder, we often get distracted by the gospel of stuff and have trouble focusing on our part of the covenant. So to help us, He gives us the greatest possible reminder, that greatest of all possible gifts, His own body and blood, truly present in a very real and tangible way in Eucharist. Jesus is the bread of life, and this bread will not disappoint. On this we have His promise. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst.